USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The only thing is they were talking about, why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff and his committee? And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
President Trump telling reporters why he didn't clue in Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi about his plan for the military to take out the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi. The president traveling to Chicago to a police chief conference and praises the special forces in our military leading the mission who take out the top terrorist.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
California Congresswoman Democrat Katie Hill, who says she's bisexual, resigns amid allegations of improper relationships with her staffers on Capitol Hill. In a statement, she writes, "It is with a broken heart that today I announce my resignation from Congress. This is the hardest thing I have ever had to do, but I believe it is the best thing for my constituents, my community, and our country." The Ethics Committee had already opened an investigation into the alleged misconduct. Two lawmakers passing away, former North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan dying at the age of 66. Back in 2016, she contracted a tick-borne illness which caused brain inflammation, making it difficult for her to speak and walk. And John Conyers, the longest-serving black congressman, dead at the age of 90. He founded the Black Caucus. He died in Detroit Sunday, Conyers serving in Congress for 53 years. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former House Speaker Paul Ryan in the news as he launches a new nonprofit organization called the American Idea Foundation. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Paul Ryan says he's launching the nonprofit to focus on issues that were his main legislative priorities when he was in office. Called the American Idea Foundation, he says it will focus on fighting poverty. It will also focus on fostering economic opportunity and promoting what he calls evidence-based reforms in welfare, foster care, and criminal justice. Ryan says the idea of the foundation means that the condition of your birth should not determine the outcome of your life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr with a message for Democrats not happy the Department of Justice looking into the origins of the Russia investigation. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
It's being conducted by U.S. Attorney John Durham, who has the power to subpoena witness testimony and documents. Attorney General Barr tells Fox News,
"We'll let the chips fall where they may. I think they all know John Durham's reputation, and we'll just see how it turns out. But I do want to say that one of the reasons Mr. Durham is able to make the kind of progress he's making is because Director Wray and his team at the FBI have just been outstanding in the support and responsiveness they've given."
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.